This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
You know what? Before we start today, if I could, because I'm a longtime listener of the Big O Show, I think on like 50 different South Florida radio stations, but I have to say this, listening to your previous segment about the Dolphins, the one thing, and again, I read everything. I read Joe Shad, I read Omar Kelly, I read David Ferronis, I've read Adam Beasley, I read the Herald's new writer, I read everyone. When you look at the Dolphins' schedule, and you have two left against the Jets, and one left against the Giants, and one left against the Texans, and one left against the Falcons, and New England, which will be in the crapper the last game of the season. Look, I know everyone is looking at the schedule as the Dolphins as their easy team. Oh, you can't fail with this schedule. This schedule gets so soft. I mean, look at it. Two Jets, a Giants, a Falcons, a Texans, a Patriots. You're right back in it if you almost play by the line. Because you know what? Oh, the wise guys in Vegas are going to have the Dolphins favored in several, if not all, of those games. They know the Dolphins are better than the record, and they know those other teams stink. So when you look at it, I mean, just the three games against the New York teams and what they're going through. If you think it's bad for Coach Flo here, you go be Joe Judge up there, or you see what's going through with the Jets, what they're going through with a rookie quarterback, which we never went through. The Dolphins never went through anything as bad with Tua as what the Jets are dealing with, which you often do with a neophyte quarterback. Oh, I'm telling you, when you look at that schedule, anyone who writes off the Jets, and again, rather the Dolphins, and again, I love my fellow South Florida writers and brethren, is a fool, because that schedule has many gifts built into it.
I'm with you. That's why it's thank you, Ira, for bringing common sense like you usually do to the conversation. But it's just, I just find it like disturbing that they have had a really nice run the first 2 years in rebuilding, and there's this entire world of panic after 1 month, and it's only four games. And the dude's track record is he fixes it every time. He figures it out. And that's what he's done the first 2 years. So can we at least give the man an opportunity to try to figure it out is all I'm asking.
And you look at the four games, the Bills are great. The Bills just don't beat you. They shut you out, and they take your wives and children. You look at the Raiders. I think Gruden finally has it right there. Yes, New England maybe was closer than it should have been. Sure, you have that letdown against Colts, but, you know, there's plenty else going in play. Everyone's going to have bad losses. Everyone, every team in this league. The Bills will have a bad loss along the way. So I know you kid with me when I come on here twice a week with the Acura Pembroke Pines Heat Report and also with Pallet Rack City Inside the Paint on Wednesdays about the Heat and the Panthers have to save South Florida. But our market's way of giving up on our teams so early, I find so disappointing. Look, give up on the Marlins in August and July. Okay, I can deal with that. And you know what's going to happen also, with the Panthers. They are notorious for their poor starts. They just are. I wish they weren't, but they are.
Well, except last year.
I'm saying, that was a salvation.
You're right.
But people, give it time. They have an 82-game season. The Heat have an 82-game season. You know what? The Heat might lose opening night to the Milwaukee Bucks. Then they might go on the road and lose to the Indiana Pacers in a typical NBA road loss. The sky is not falling. We have so many skies falling. You know when the sky is falling? When you see what the University of Miami did, when you see they couldn't be competitive, when you see Appalachian State, I mean, just the faith stepping in there and helping the Canes, when it's consistent like that, there's one thing. There are more good things about the Dolphins, far more than there are about the Canes. You could actually do like Omar Kelly does and Joe Shad does and the other writers do and list five good things out of every Dolphins game this year. You can. There are that. You start with Xavier Howard and go down the line there. So there's something to build on. I think that's the difference. It'll be the same thing with the Heat. There will be moments where you go, it's not working with Jimmy and Kyle. Oh, they don't have enough depth. Everyone, I don't know. I honestly think you need to get some sort of Prozac sponsor on your show so we can all calm down a little, or just feed them the Ambien, one of the two.
Or add a CBD company here to mellow us out a little bit there. 'Cause